This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1887. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 19th, Anguilla, Bonaire, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, China, Congo, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Ethiopia, India, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Korea North and South, Kuwait, Mexico, Morocco, Newfoundland, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Peru, Russia, Somalia, Tibet, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Anguilla is first again this week, alphabetically. Last week we were mentioning that they had been missing from their frequencies, 11775 in the daytime, 6090 at night, the Caribbean beacon. But they were back on again for a while with improved modulation after many months of extremely distorted modulation. Well, on July 12th at 1856 UT, Chuck W3ON was hearing Pastor Melissa Scott and Dr. Gene Scott on 11865. Yes, the Caribbean beacon once again showed up on this strange frequency instead of 11775, but when others checked it shortly afterwards, it was not to be heard, not on that frequency nor on the usual 11775 or 6090. And in fact, for the following week through July 19th, numerous checks day and night by myself and others found no signal at all from the Caribbean beacon. So maybe it's off for good. I think part of their problem is that I hear that their engineer in charge's main business is as a TV repairman. Via Mike Terry, PR from North Carolina headquarters of Transworld Radio, says they've now crossed the goal line in their fundraising project to resume extremely high power on the medium wave 800 kilohertz transmitter in Bonaire, PJB, to raise it to 450 kilowatts. Of course, it still has to be purchased and installed. And they don't call it a target date for going on the air, but they have announced a date to celebrate this rather far in advance, planning a special event for January 30th, 2018 on Bonaire to celebrate the fruition of the Power Up project. It actually says the antenna array will be tuned in early July, and Lord willing, the sign-on will occur by the end of January. Ron Howard in California continues to monitor the frequency two stations are fighting over, 3325, NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, and Radio Republik Indonesia in Palangkaraya. As of July 17th, both were active, with Bougainville taking a break at 1028, but coming back on 6 minutes later. While it was off, he could hear RRI in the clear briefly, when it was reciting the Quran, a dead giveaway for that station. But from one day to the next, you can never be sure whether it will be on. As of July 19th, Ron says, Bougainville was still on past 1245 UT with local programming in Pidgin, election results, and pop songs, and there was no trace of anything from Indonesia, not even a carrier, so it may have been reactivated on a short-term basis. Although I'm rarely awake early enough for best reception, when I do check around 12 UT, at best all I can hear is a JBA carrier. However, 200 kilometers further east, Chris Krug in Tulsa says on July 19th, between 10:55 and 11:50, he was able to make out a woman reading numbers and regions, presumably polling numbers from the recent Bougainville elections. It was fading for him by 11:50. Bob Buchner in South Florida notifies the NASA group about the only Brazilian now active on the 90-meter band, Radio Municipal São Gabriel da Cachoeira, which is slightly off frequency, 3375.1. He's heard it both in the morning and evening. July 15th at 10:23 fade out after hearing it for about 9 minutes. And also July 18th at midnight UT, a weak but steady signal in Portuguese until midnight 8. It seems irregular. Actually, that was UT July 19th. Art Delibert in Massachusetts reports to HCDX a tentative log of Radio Nacional in Brasilia on 11780, actually 11779.83. July 15th, a weak signal around 2255. Sounded like Brazilian Portuguese, but it was down in the noise. It was gone when he rechecked about 3 minutes later. So he's wondering if they were tuning up to return to the air. If so, they must have been running without their amplifier, resulting in the very weak signal. So we have kept checking that frequency as well as the night frequency 6180 during the following several days, and no sign of it here or, to my knowledge, reported anywhere else. However, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany forwards a press release July 18th from EBC, which runs the stations, about a programming exchange setup which has changed among their stations in Brasilia and Rio de Janeiro, and it just mentions in passing the shortwave frequencies as if they are actually on the air. Maybe they don't know they are not. 11780 and 6180. Congratulations to Ian McFarland, formerly of Radio Canada International, now in Victoria, who's just celebrated his 80th birthday. Colin Newell, his neighbor, organized a celebration by collecting greetings from over 50 people for a very large card. We have numerous reports this week, notably from Mark Cody in Ontario of the DX Association of CNR1 jamming, various foreign broadcasts, such as Voice of America in Chinese. However, here and there, they still employ Fire Dragon musical jamming. It's nothing but percussion and woodwind, never any vocals, and never any announcements. Mark was hearing this on 13830 around 11:30 UT on July 18th. In that case, the victim is Radio Free Asian in Tibetan via Tajikistan. At least the CHICOM are rather efficient in their jamming. They turn it off when there's no longer anything more to jam, unlike the Cubans. For example, on July 15th, I was hearing pulse jamming on frequencies long abandoned by the victims. 5955, where there used to be Radio Republica via Costa Rica, on 5954. And former Radio Marti frequencies, 11775 and 11845. Furthermore, a second harmonic of all the jamming on 6030 I heard on 12060, July 15th, around 0100. Around 05 UT, we have a chance to hear a couple of rare African countries where there's only one active shortwave frequency. 6115 from Radio Congo, the Brazzaville one. It supposedly opens at 0500, but I was hearing a very poor signal there, July 14th at 0543. The only other possibility would be Japan, but it's really too early for it to be propagating before 3 p.m. local time. And on 5005 is Radio Nacional Bata Equatorial Guinea, which I have occasionally heard traces of, and Manuel Mendes in Spain reports July 14th, signing on at 0505 with some songs, but it was barely audible for him. Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea remains active in the 40-meter ham band. Wolfgang Büschel measured their exact frequencies at 0423 UT and 0426 on July 15th. These are two different programs mixing with broadband white noise jamming from Ethiopia. 7150.020 and 7174.989. And he remeasured them again 4 days later, July 19th at 0630 via remote receiver in Qatar, within 1 hertz of those same frequencies. Mike Barakla forwards a story from The Guardian of July 16th, Radio Arena, a beacon of hope for Eritrea. It includes making sure it can be picked up in Eritrea remains a constant struggle. In 2012, the government managed to block it, seemingly unbothered by the fact that in doing so it also blocked its own television channel, both on one satellite frequency. It has also successfully jammed it on shortwave, and on at least one occasion has hacked into the Radio Arena website, destroying it completely. It's a non-stop challenge, they say. We're constantly fighting them, and it's getting harder and harder because they are now employing new experts from China and Indonesia. Well, here's the shortwave schedule as of July 17th via Ivo Ivanov via the transmitter site in his neighborhood in Bulgaria, 11965. The schedule is in Tigrinya Monday through Friday from 17 to 17:30, followed by half an hour of Arabic until 1800. On Saturdays, the entire hour is in Tigrinya, and on Sundays, the entire hour is in Arabic. Alan Rowe has tracked down all the current times for the mailbag program from All India Radio, faithfully yours, on Mondays. It is either on the first and third Monday of each month or on alternate Mondays. We will know on July 31st, which would be the fifth Monday. It's a 10-minute long program, and some of the times have recently changed. I won't go over all the frequencies, which you can easily look up, I hope. At 10:30, 14:30, 19:10, 22:10, and 23:30. During a band scan July 13th at 0112, I encountered an odd frequency, S6 level, with some Arabic talk and music, 7424. Looking up later, it must have been the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is scheduled in Arabic for very long hours on 7425. It's the Zaidan transmitter, all the way from 1730 until 0230. And on July 17th, I checked again at 1:30, and it was back on the proper frequency. Quite a few years ago, Israel deleted all shortwave broadcasting. But now there's a way to get news direct from that country, if you'll pardon the diversion, via international vacuum satellite feeds to cable systems in the U.S. It's called I-24, that is lowercase I, figure 2, figure 4. We now get it in Enid. It's been added to Suddenlink on channels 83 and 283. The channel it replaced was a pivot. At my first tune-in, July 16th, after 0200, it was during a program entitled High Definition Documentaries about Prostitution in Israel. What an introduction. Is it government-controlled? Not clear. Its objectivity is not yet assessed. Oh, they do tell us that they are unbiased. Very good. Anyhow, it's the closest we're going to get to Al Jazeera for TV news from the Middle East. Nothing else on our cable systems from that area, or hardly anything from abroad. There are some familiar American names on the channel. The senior Washington correspondent is Dan Revive, and David Schuster hosts a newscast weekdays at 9 p.m. Eastern from Stateside, as it is titled. There are only a few commercials seen over and over. Galbani for mozzarella cheese, and Swiss American, not cheese, but another yellowish thing, Pat Boone pushing gold. There is a lot of repetition in the news and other programming. Kai Ludwig explains how this happens to reach us. It seems that I-24 is owned by the same people who have acquired the Suddenlink internet and cable systems. And the name is likely to change eventually to their name, which is Altice, or is it Altice? A-L-T-I-C-E. Via internet, international vacuum, medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1887. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com, all of which are completely non-commercial. Thus, we very much appreciate voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week go to John Daly, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, not necessarily in U.S. funds, as PayPal will convert it, or by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. A slip last week may have made you wonder what I was talking about. Steve Zimmerman's setup to listen to shortwave on his bike using a converter. I said homebrew 25 meters to 17 kilohertz converter, but I meant to say 1710 kilohertz. That's the frequency where he tuned his realistic 12655. Ivo Ivanov notes that Voice of Freedom, the clandestine from South to North Korea, has registered two new frequencies in HFCC as of July 13th, both of which would be bad news if they were actually employed. They are registered as 10 kilowatts non-directional, available 24 hours. 6055, where of course there is Radio Nikkei 1 in Japan during long hours, and 6100, already occupied very long hours, by KCBS Pyongyang. Meanwhile, monitoring of Voice of Freedom's actual frequency usage on July 17th, Ron Howard says that was the first day they were back on 6135, noted at 1144. They had been on 5920 for a while. Both those frequencies are heavily jammed, while a third frequency, which they tried for a while, remains clear. I wonder why they don't go back to it, 5940. 5920.010 reports. Wolfgang Büschel, 2 days later on July 19th at 0340, with slight scratchy noise jamming underneath. As we've reported, Radio Kuwait reactivated on shortwave several months ago for the English broadcast at 18 to 21 UT on 15540 AM. However, on July 13th, Ivo Ivanov found this had been converted to DRM mode, preceded by Urdu, which was going for 2 hours instead of just a few minutes, in the AM mode on the same frequency. Over here, we could barely hear it on AM and not at all on DRM. That is, if I had a DRM receiver, since the noise levels more or less matches the background noise. Alan Rowe in England says on that first night it was reported, it was too weak to decode, but the next night it was strong in DRM, tuned in at 1855. Also reported by our other Alan in the UK, Alan Gale, July 14th, with a very good signal through the entire broadcast until off around 2100. He says the audio sounds very good. They were asking for reports, not specifically mentioning DRM. Mostly pop music, but the odd short religious piece and PSAs, and apparently the same programming as on 963 medium wave. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was also checking it July 14th at 1835 using a remote receiver in England, where he says it was 10 kilohertz wideband, 25 over S9. He says, I have deleted this Dream software off my PC, had been using it for a sesquidecade. But this is nonsense, especially on handheld units, due to high power consumption, and it's difficult for a non-technical person to handle that receiving mode and decode it under differing propagation conditions. We were wondering if and when Radio Kuwait would also reactivate any of its other previous shortwave transmissions, on AM at least. Here's one, 15515. Koji Hashimoto in Japan was hearing Kuwait in Arabic there, July 17th at 5:35 to 6:05, and July 18th he caught an ID at 0602. That one is registered as on the air from 05 to 09 UT on a 59-degree beam. A couple of other Arabic transmissions, which maybe they'll reactivate, aimed 350 degrees toward western North America, 17 to 20 on 13650 and 20 to midnight UT on 17550. We remember a few days ago when conditions were very good on that higher band, this signal would come in well, but I suspect now, even if it's on, it might not be propagating very much. Checking out the registered schedule, Wolfgang Büschel did find another Kuwait service back on the air, 7250 at 08 to 10 UT in Persian. That was July 19th. On July 14th, I happened to awaken a few minutes before sunrise here, so took the opportunity to band scan for sunrise skip from western Mexico on medium wave. And I was pleased to hear that preacher in the low German language on 710 kilohertz. That was at 1112 UT. As previously identified, the station is XEDP in Ciudad Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua. By 1125, he's done, and over to a YLDJ in Spanish with the jingle La Ranchera de Cuauhtémoc. This one is listed as only 100 watts at night. Yeah, sure. They switch between two different transmitter sites, I found out, one of which is significantly off frequency, and as a matter of fact, earlier that night, around 0600 UT, when I was scanning the band, I was hearing the heterodyne on the low side of 710, no doubt also from XEDP. Despite MEDI-1 having turned off the last shortwave transmitter in Morocco, as we reported last week, 9575, the station and the country still can be heard on long wave, 171 kHz. It's often reported by Bob Wilkner in South Florida. And once again, July 15th, he says it was weak at 0120. Music heard around 0224. This one is listed as 1,600 kilowatts. That's 32 times the maximum power of U.S. medium wave stations. Following our news last week about whom to contact about the turning off of shortwave from Newfoundland, a form reply has been reported, the same wording actually, to Don Hosmer in Michigan, and also to Doug Brown in London, Ontario. It's from Larry Wortman, Regional Supervisor, Transmission Operations, Atlantic Canada, CBC. Thanks for your comments on the CKZN shortwave service. CBC is currently undertaking an evaluation of the sustainability of this shortwave service, and your comments will certainly be considered in the analysis. Doug Brown in London also forwards exactly what he had told Mr. Wortman. For the past few weeks, I've been thinking CKZN was off the air due to technical problems. Now I've heard a report that CBC has just been playing games to see if anyone is really listening. Well, we are. My job involves a considerable amount of travel, much of it into the U.S. When I travel, I always pack an AM/FM shortwave portable for my hotel room. Since the CBC Radio 1 network has mostly migrated to FM, it's not possible to receive it any more than a few miles from the border. But I am usually able to catch CKZN at night. See if you can convince your bosses at CBC to quit playing games and turn it back on. Please don't suggest I listen to CBC online. I don't listen to radio online. Internet streaming is no more like real radio than intravenous feeding is like fine dining. Shutting down CKZN is just a bad idea. Tell them. Richard Langley in New Brunswick got a slightly different reply from CBC Audience Services on July 19th. CKZN from St. John's is currently off the air while its future is under evaluation by CBC. There is no timeline for a decision at this time. We're glad to hear from James Branham that he's resuming production of Broad Spectrum Radio, initially on medium wave only, KTLR 890, Oklahoma City. And we heard the first program Friday, July 14th at 16 to 1615 UT. He says plans are also in the works to resume shortwave broadcasts, probably an hour-long program starting in August, with some of the segments from the weekly show, but also some unique content and possibly some experimental digital mode broadcasts. Check the website broadspectrumradio.com, where he explains his new vision of his project revolving around four principles, which he explains: solidarity, socialism, spirituality, and science. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports hearing Radio Pakistan Islamabad back on shortwave once again, 15700 for the Urdu service July 17th at 0500 to 0548. It had not been heard for months, but he says the signal was weak and tiny, and also heavy, noisy quality. Using several remote receivers, Bruce Churchill tried for this July 19th at 0500 and heard nothing on 15700. Bob Buchner in South Florida reports three 60-meter Peruvians to the NASMA group. 4747.20, but drifting, Radio Huanta 2000, midnight 20 to midnight 33, under CODAR interference, a fair signal on July 17th. On 4774.9, Radio Tarma, July 15th, at midnight 50, but also being killed by CODAR. And on 4810, Radio Logos in Chasuta, Tarapoto, July 15th at 10:17 to 10:30, a fair to good signal with music. Radio Logos was also heard by Ron Howard in California, July 16th at 11:13, with an unusually good signal, religious songs. Ron Howard also pleased to find that Russia's primary shortwave station has reactivated on 7295, Radio Sakha, Yakutsk, heard July 18th at 10:22 to 11:04, with phone conversations, easy listening music, ID at 10:51, but not followed by commercials this time. Their other frequency, 7345, was blocked by China Radio International, signing on at 11:01. But 7295 was several times stronger than 7345. Listen for the Jew's Harp interval signal at 1100. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports to BCDX, a station on 7750. Heard on June 28th in vernaculars. Presumed to be Radio Warsan in Somalia. Also July 4th around 17:35 with emotional talks, a march at 1800 and news, closed down at 18:34. Beware, there could also be an Italian pirate around that frequency. Ron Howard reports that PBS Xinjiang or Tibet has returned to the air after being silent for several months on several frequencies. July 16th, heard on 4920 at 1209, clashing with India, parallel to 6200, which clashed with another Chinese station starting at 1230. So maybe several other frequencies which had been off have also returned. Those are confirmed July 16th at 1700 by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. The Chinese service on 4820, 5935, 6050, 7240, and 7450. The Tibetan service on 4905, 6025, 6110, 6130, 7255, and 7385 kilohertz. Many of these also interfering with other stations such as Laos. Sad news via Mike Barraclough in the British DX Club. Arthur Ward, who ran the World DX Club for many years, has died at the age of 92. Ben Cobb forwards an FCC notice July 13th that Shipcom and Global HFNet have applied to allow use of high seas marine frequencies by first responders on land and federal agencies during disasters. I'm hearing KVOH 17775 more and more after 19UT. Now checking their schedule, I see they're intentionally staying on until 21 on Thursdays and Fridays. And on Fridays, it's in English, starting with half an hour of music. The propagation outlook from Boulder, lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2, July 23rd to August 4th. Then a likely G1 minor storm August 5th, A's and K's of 25 and 5. Solar flux 75 until July 28th, then jumping to 90 starting July 29th. And that's World of Radio 1887. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.